I'm joined by Damon Penn, FEMA's Assistant Administrator, National Continuity Programs Directorate. Penn joins us to discuss FEMA and the FCC's first nationwide test of the emergency alert system on Wednesday, November 9th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
What are the goals and the purpose of this test?
Well, first I'd like to say thanks to all the firefighters for what they do for us each and every day for keeping us safe, and appreciate all of your efforts that we sometimes take for granted. The real object of the test is to do the first end-to-end test of the emergency alert system. The system came about in the early 50s as part of our preparation for Cold War, but it's extended into current times to give us the opportunity for the President to communicate to the American public if he needs to under all conditions. We've never done an end-to-end test, so our real objective is to test the system throughout and to make sure we know what parts are functional and which ones work as advertised and which may need some additional attention as we go forward. It's not really a pass-fail test, but it's to make sure that we know what we don't know about the system and that it performs as advertised.
On which communication mediums will the test be broadcasted, and what will the alert actually look like?
The alert will actually go out over your radio and television, and that is a part of a larger program that we have that's the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System. This is the emergency alert part of that that affects radio and televisions. And what it will look like is very much like the monthly alerts that you get now. Those are tests that the stations are required to conduct, and that interrupts with a series of tones and then says this is a test of the emergency alert system. If there were an emergency in your area, you would be told where to perform. So it'll sound very much like that over the radio, and that will be very close to what you're used to. The message that you receive on the television will also have that verbal alert, but the difference may be that the banner looks different than what you're used to seeing from the local alert based on the national level message versus a local message that you get. So if you're used to seeing a scroll across the top of your TV, you may this time see a scroll across the bottom, and if you're used to seeing something in red, it may be in blue, but it will basically look very much like what you're used to.
If an actual emergency occurred, what would the alert look like in comparison?
It would look just like what you're going to see, except instead of saying this is a test, it would actually give you instructions about what has happened and what the President wants to send you as a message.
Okay, now back to the test. How will it be measured?
What we have is we will have a series of evaluators that are throughout the country to monitor the individual stations and to monitor the networks. Also, each of the stations will have a monitoring capability, and they will have their engineers on hand if there are any problems where they need to disconnect or reconnect their systems or reset or whatever they need to do. And then once that is completed, then we'll collect all the information, determine what kind of systemic problems we have and what kind of corrections we need to do for that. And that also gives the local broadcasters a chance to see if there are any internal issues that they need to address about the way their equipment is installed or the way their equipment handled the test or gave them the results message or any of those kinds of things.
How does this test fit into FEMA's overall strategy for continuity of operations and communications?
Really, it's a very important part of our, I don't want to say requirement, but of our need to be able to alert the American people in case of an emergency. So from a continuity standpoint, it's very critical part for us for our personal preparedness and making sure that the individual citizens are informed and able to respond to a large-scale emergency.
And a final question, how can first responder leadership educate their teams and their communities about the alert system and other disaster survival skills?
Well, I'd ask them to continue with what they do best, and that is to remind the public that all alerts are important and that this is a test of a very large system that we've had in place for some time, and also to ask them to reassure everyone that the test is scheduled, and it will happen at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the 9th of November, and if they see the banner, that they should not be alerted that this is a test and that there's not an actual emergency in their area.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.